Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Stuck. Like, I think I have some food. I'm serious. I think I have some food stuck in my lap band. I'm dead serious.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
This is Harry Kane.
Block it.
Can Harry Kane do it? Can he save a nation?
No.
It is his magical moment to be had.
And James Strebel.
He moves in.
Yes!
He's blocked, but he follows it up with a goal.
No.
And there's the moment.
That's it.
Kane does it.
That's
there's
it.
The moment.
There it is.
Bleep offense.
I'm out of the pool.
Bleep offense.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I like the Kentucky Wildcats, but I hate America.
So we're hanging out with you on ESPN 680 105.7. It is the 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. You know our friends at Evergreen Liquors, all that great supply of craft beer and much, much more. They got you covered. And then all the Cox's Spirit Shops all around the city of Louisville, Cox'sLouisville.com. They are delivering right now. You can catch them again, Cox'sLouisville.com. And also grab your tickets to the J-Town Craft Beer Fest coming up on the 17th. You're here next Wednesday, right?
I'll be here next Wednesday.
We'll be in studio next Wednesday.
Oh, cool.
The J-Town Beer Fest people rolling by. Little beer coming your way.
Little taste test. I like taste test.
I know you do.
Yeah. I'll be
there
here next.
You
yeah,
go.
I'm not out of town till next Friday.
There you go.
So I'm good. I'm
the
good.
The Strebles leave.
You
going to Chicago for a night?
You
going to a liquor store down there?
Yeah. Let me know.
I might let you know.
I got you. Just like last year. Absolutely. I'll be going to Benny's.
Ah, there we go. A little IPA, a little infusion.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're chatting with Rick Bozich here. I guess, Jack, let me know when we have Dr. Bo ready to go.
When we have Dr. Bo ready to go.
All right,
All
Dr.
Right,
Bo is ready to go. Mr. Bozich, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm good, guys. How are you, Andy and James?
Doing great.
We are making it. Mitch is officially gone. Jack Grossman is now producing. And today was Mitch's first day with the St. Louis Cardinals. In fact, Strebel, shoot him a text.
Yes, I will. I'm texting Mitch right now.
So that's what's going on in our world. What's happening with you, Rick?
Tell him I said hello.
Is it Eloy Jimenez? Is that the name of the White Sox player?
Eloy Jimenez will be back tomorrow in the lineup for the Winston-Salem Dash. Yeah, very
okay.
Good news.
So I picked him up and stored him on my fantasy baseball team. I would imagine that's a good thing. You would think that's a good thing for me to do, right?
He might help out. He probably won't be back for another 3 weeks to a month. But
That's fine.
He might have led the White Sox and homers last year. He was either first or second.
There we go.
All right.
So Dr. Bo says we're good to go. Okay, so Rick, I'm going to need your help here. Rick Bozich with us, WDRB. It's a 5 o'clock hour here. He joins us every Thursday in the 5 o'clock hour. We have plenty of things I want to get with you on. Marcus Carr, Dan Cronin, that news. Everyone had Dan Cronin breaking big news potentially last night. We got to get to that. Kofi Coburn, there is a ton to talk about here. But we also have the column. The column that you just dropped right now, and I skimmed it, within the last few minutes. I just saw it as we went to break about Purvis. So can you catch us up on that? And I guess what's the story here?
The story is that Purvis, in his new career, is in charge of New Jersey Scholars, which is probably the biggest Nike AAU program in the New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia area. He's got three of the top 20 players in Rivals ratings in the class of 23, led by DJ Wagner, Milt's grandson, who we've all talked about in the past. And I talked to Perf today, and he was somewhat mystified that Louisville isn't recruiting any of his guys, and he doesn't understand it.
Okay, so is it Louisville hasn't called about his health or about his players, I guess? That would be my question.
No, not about his health, because I don't think anybody really knew about his health until I tweeted it earlier today. He wasn't even going to tell me, but he coughed a couple times when I was talking to him, and he said, yeah, I just got out of the hospital.
Okay, gotcha.
No, his questions aren't about the health. His questions are about, he said that, if you read the story, Hubert Davis, Mike Woodson, Orlando Antigua, Nolan Smith, a lot of the top, representatives of the top programs in the country have called him to inquire about these players in his program, and he hasn't heard from Louisville. And I also talked to Milt himself today, and he said that Mark Few and Jay Wright and a lot of these coaches have called to talk to DJ, but Louisville hasn't.
So how am I supposed to read into that? Like, what are we supposed to say about that? Because I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't think Wagner was going to go to Louisville anyway. I think he's going to go to the G.
Right. My guess would be that they don't think they have a chance for DJ Wagner. Yeah. So they're probably just not going to get involved. As for the other two guys, I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't know anything about them. I just know their names. They're both big. One's a forward, and the other one's a center. The second one is a 7-foot center, Aaron Bradshaw, who plays at Camden High School with DJ. So, okay. I don't know. It's just that Purvis also discussed some of the things I've heard from other Louisville players in the past, that they feel like the guys that played in the Crum era are sort of, not given the respect or the attention or whatever else you want to put it, that they think they've earned. I know that the younger fans sometimes don't understand that, but those guys, I think they feel like they're the ones who really built the foundation of Louisville basketball. They won the national championships, and Butch Beard was there with Wes Unseld, and I think they feel like they've sort of forgotten or overlooked.
I asked this not to be disrespectful. I understand this story, but I don't have a good grip on this story. Between fans, younger fans, and everything else, do you feel when you write a story like this, and it is a former player and a great former player such as Purvis, and that angle comes up, do you feel like a sizable part of the Louisville fan base rolls their eyes, or do you think they agree with those guys? I can't get a read on it, Rick. I got to be honest.
Yeah, I can't get a read on it either. I think some people do roll their eyes, but the players don't. Because I've talked to a bunch of those guys, because I covered most of them during those days, and there definitely is a vibe within them that they felt like when Rick Pitino was here that they weren't really, I wouldn't say welcome, but they weren't encouraged to come around, and they really wished that more was done to include them in the program. And I don't know how you do that other than, bringing them back or have more gatherings, but this is more than that, where Purvis, he's establishing himself in the AAU world, and we know that the AAU world is really important in college basketball recruiting, and he's got a lot of top players. He's going to keep having top players, and he just finds it interesting that Louisville doesn't seem to be want to recruit his guy. Although I did mention in the story that Mike Pegues, who's currently one of the assistants on the staff, was in Atlantic City today, where the New Jersey Scholars were playing.
Oh, there you go. Beautiful Atlantic City, a place I've never been. I think it's trashy enough that I would like to go at some point. These quotes are going to get a reaction, right? Your Twitter's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a lot of reaction when I tweeted that Purvis had COVID because Purvis is, I think, got a very good standing with a lot of Louisville fans because he was the MVP of the 1916
Sure.
And isn't the only Louisville player to ever be drafted first in the NBA draft? I mean, he's been at odds with the Louisville program, though, for a while. He told me today that I think he has not been back since he came for the last game in Freedom Hall, and he hasn't been back since then. You know, as I mentioned in the story, he's six classes, I think it's 18 hours away from getting his degree, and he signed up for that program where you could finish your work, and he got started into it, and then he got crossways with somebody who was administering the program, and he said, you know, I'm out, and dropped it. So there's some fences that need to be mended there with Purvis. It'd be like, you know, it'd be the same as there was some kind of issues that, you know, Indiana and Isaiah Thomas, or with Kentucky and, you know, Rex Chapman or something like that. When you've got a high-profile player like that who's at odds with the program, it's newsworthy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you've been on top of that. I don't want to say that angle, but those players and that time and you know, kind of reminding people in a connection there. I know you have. So that's some interesting stuff coming out from Purvis. There's no doubt about that. I don't know. I feel like lately it's been better. It's been much better from U of L with even Mac and, you know, Ben DePudi and Vince Tyree. Do you feel that way? I don't know. That's just how I feel. I don't follow it as much as you do, that it's been much more welcoming, I think, to former players. Not you know, Purvis or Butch Beard, not saying what they're saying is false, but I think it has maybe been at least a little bit better. Maybe not where they want it, but it's been better, I guess. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I think they've tried. I think they've tried more than Pitino did. I didn't really think that Pitino really cared about any of the players that came before he was there. I didn't think that was really that important to him at all. And I know that I won't tell you the name of the player, but he was a former first-round NBA draft pick that used to come to games. And sometimes he would stand, and you know that hallway where you walk in and off the court?
Yep.
He would stand there. And Pitino one time saw, or several times saw him standing there and didn't like it, and got the word to somebody that, you know, if he was going to be at the games, he didn't want that guy standing there anymore when he was walking out and off the floor. So every game right before halftime, this former player left that spot and went back in the press room out of view. And then when after the team went back out on the floor, he went out there. So there have definitely been, you know, issues like that. It seems silly, but, you know, I asked him, what are you doing in the press room now? He goes, I can't stand out there. Rick Pitino doesn't want to see me standing out there.
Wow.
As much as I love Pitino, he is crazy. Like these guys, they are nuts. Like, it's okay. Like, Pitino's not normal.
I mean, remember, he yelled at that fan in North Carolina. I think this player was afraid that he would have yelled at him if he would have been there one more time after he got the word, get out.
Oh, yeah, he's ready to go, man.
Ready to battle.
Yeah, that's when people are like, oh, so-and-so did this. I'm like, yeah, these guys are nuts, man. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah.
And trust, this player is not a troublemaker. He's a good citizen.
Yeah, there you go. Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. I guess this last one on this, I don't sense the DJ Wagner commitment is going to get half of the attention as, like, Reed Sheppard. I don't know why I feel like he's not going to college. I don't know. That's just, Kentucky fans seem to be confident that he's going to go to he's not going to go to college. I have no idea. What do you think? What year is he going into senior year?
Is he the same year as Reed Sheppard? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
so he's
junior year.
So I don't know. How do you foresee those two guys? How much we cover those, especially DJ Wagner, who personally I'm more interested in because he's a much better player than Reed Sheppard.
It's really hard to say because the landscape is so crazy right now. We don't really know how much money's going to be there for players with the NIL, whatever it is, whatever order those initials go in, moving forward. We've seen a lot of guys here that highly ranked make the G League route, but his dad did play 1 year for Cal and became a first-round pick. So, and he's a really good student. I'm not saying he's going to go to college and play 4 years, which he isn't, but I wouldn't be surprised if DJ Wagner played 1 year in college, because I think there's an argument to be made for that you can improve your visibility. I mean, as we look at this NBA draft coming up, I mean, I can name Jalen Green, but I can't even name the other guys who played in the G League. We'll be going to the draft, but we all know the college guys. So, too soon to say. But yeah, with Shepherd, I think we all know he's going to go to college and probably be there for, you know, 2, 3, even 4 years.
Rick Bozich with us. I don't know in totality how much you guys, between you and Crawford, and I don't know if there's video stuff, what your hits and what your downloads and what your views and what your, you know, clicks and whatever it may be, whatever measure, metric, I should say, along with Reed Shepherd, over the next year or so, I would imagine your bosses would be gauging how much, you know, you talk about him, how much that can get hits and stuff. Like, I have no idea because I'm in trouble here, Rick. I'm not interested in Reed Shepherd at all right now. But I know Kentucky fans are. And when I see these updates on Reed Shepherd, it's not an update, but people around the state are going to consume that information, even though I personally care much more about DJ Wagner and other guys, even for Louisville, than Reed Shepherd right now. I guess the Louisville-Kentucky angle would be the most interesting. Do you have any opinion on that sort of thing, on how much interest there is in this kid?
That's also a great question. There's because it does bring both schools into it, although DJ Wagner does too, I think it'll bring huge interest. Video would bring huge interest in it. I think, is he playing? He's playing in Alabama right now, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Hoover, Alabama or something. I've followed a little bit of the recruiting stuff today. There's one event in Alabama. There's one in Atlanta and one in Atlantic City. But just because of Shepherd, I think there's curiosity, A, with Shepherd of how good is he? Is he good enough to actually, you know, go to Kentucky and
play at Kentucky? He's good enough. Dante Allen's good enough to be at Kentucky, but he's not good enough to play at Kentucky.
Yeah, big difference.
Right?
And big difference.
I mean, there's a big difference. I think it's a Jefferson County versus the rest of the state thing, too, as well. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Rick. Sorry.
It's got the angle of, how crazy would it be if he would actually come to Louisville instead of going to Kentucky after both his parents were star basketball players there? I don't foresee that happening, but, you know, it's at least a possibility where, I think this is, I mean, 40 went out and wrote about it, and I think that was a pretty, the fact that Sports Illustrated was interested in the story was a pretty good indicator that it's going to have a lot of legs. Although,
yeah.
I mean, DJ Wagner was written about last year by Pete Thamel at Yahoo, so they're both, you know, have the potential to be national stories.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Rick Bozich with us. Okay, so it's 5:16, and we haven't got to the things that I thought we were only going to talk about that, and that's Marcus Carr and Kofi Coburn. So the Marcus Carr saga, the list comes out on what, Monday? It was Monday, wasn't it?
Monday.
Yeah, over the weekend, the July 4th weekend. You get that list. Louisville fans are just absolutely excited that there could be a chance here. He's a chucker, as I think we've all called him. I didn't watch much of him, obviously, at Minnesota. And then you got the Dan Cronin tweets last night that he fell for a fake Mark Blankenbaker account, we think. So what do you make of this mini saga? And I guess what do you make of Marcus Carr?
That's a lot to unpack. Marcus Carr, I saw him play probably 8 or 10 games at Minnesota. He's a ball-dominant guy who, I think, a streaky shooter. When he's on, he's really good, but he played on a team that didn't win a road game all year in the Big Ten and got his coach fired. And so I think he puts up numbers, but how much he actually contributes to a winning team, I think it's fair to question. And he's already, and he left Pitt and went to Minnesota, and now he's ready to leave again. He's put his name in the NBA draft twice, and obviously been told he's not good enough. So although his numbers get your attention, I think there's reason to tap the brakes a little bit.
Do you believe that, you know, the Sidney Curry stuff, the kid that decommitted from Kansas, the Marcus Carr stuff, and just the overall feeling, whether it be a big or a guard, that Louisville's actively trying to add somebody and add somebody of substance, and that's not the fans or media. I feel like their actions are saying that. And by the way, I agree with it. But would you agree with that assertion, I guess?
Yeah, that they that they should or that they want to add a player?
Both. Both. That they should, and I think their actions are telling you that they're trying. They're actively trying to do that, which they should.
Yeah, and I think they probably should. I mean, after when you miss the NCAA tournament, I think you need to do as much as you can to fortify your roster and you know, get better. I don't know that much about the Curry kid, how good he actually is.
Yeah, no idea. I have no idea. Like,
It seems like they've got a decent – Kentucky definitely has enough guards already. So
yeah.
If you bring in Marcus Carr, I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, that's an overload of guys where – somebody who thought they were going to play a lot and get a lot of shots isn't going to get as many as they thought. Whereas even Louisville, though, they have, what, Ellis and Wes and Locke and who else? They got another one?
Mike James.
Listen, I think Louisville needs it.
Louisville, obviously.
I think Louisville's a spot.
I think if he wants to play, he'd get more minutes
yeah.
than Louisville. But I don't know. I don't know. I tried to call I've got a good friend who's works in Minneapolis and watched Carr extensively over his career, and I tried to call him today, and we played phone tag to kind of get his feel on what kind of player he really is. I don't want to down the kid because he's obviously a talented guy, but I'm just not all as crazy about him as a lot of people are.
Yeah, that's understandable. I don't know how real, you know, the Kentucky-Kansas stuff is and was. I mean, Kentucky, Marcus Carr wanted to play for Kentucky. He had that opportunity potentially weeks and months ago. So to me, I threw out Kentucky and Kansas, like literally like the next day after Marcus Carr put out his list, like everyone's back at Kansas. So Kansas yeah. has a full roster right. in many ways. It's very similar to Kentucky, and so it didn't make sense. So I, you know, that Louisville and Texas, and I know people are saying it's going to be Texas, but you know, I mean, it would raise the profile. I think the thought is it would raise the profile of Louisville from a not preseason top 25 team to a preseason top 25 team. I think that is to baseline. That would be fair. So that's a Marcus Carr discussion. Kofi Coburn, how interested are you in that? And are you in the camp that he's going to go to Kentucky? Like, you know, everyone seems to think he's just automatically going to Kentucky.
I'm not in the camp that he's automatically going to Kentucky. I think there's a really good chance that he's going to Kentucky. I wouldn't put automatic on it. I told you last week, I'm a fan of Coburn. I think, I mean, I look back at what he did last year. I mean, he was first team all Big Ten, neither the coaches or the writers, and he was second team in the other, and it was the best year in the Big Ten in a long time, and there were some other good big men with Luka Garza and Trace Jackson Davis and Travion Williams and some of those guys. So we're talking about a proven player with 2 years of college experience. You know, are there some things he can't do? Yeah, he's a low post player in a time when, you know, people want their big men to do more things, but to have a dude like that where in certain games you could just throw the ball to him on the block and he could score or get to the foul line and he could be a presence on defense, to me that's a no-brainer. I think that's I would rather have Kofi Coburn than Marcus Carr by a considerable amount.
You realize if they get Kofi Coburn, how obnoxious BBN's going to be, right? Especially James Strebel. Like, it's going to be terrible, Rick. I mean, you know.
You might have to mute me, Rick, on Twitter.
They're going to be assassins. That's what they're going to be.
Yeah. You know, I've lived here a long time. I've learned how to do it out.
Yeah. You've seen it a few different times with a few different players and coaches. Rick Bozich got a ton of good stuff up right now. WDRB.com at Rick Bozich if you want to follow him on Twitter. Jack Grossman, are you back there? I don't know if you walked away. Are you at the board right now?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to ask about IU, something IU, you know, whether it be Tom Allen's recruiting? I'm putting you on the spot right now. Indiana?
On the topic of transfers and all that stuff, do you wish that Mike Woodson would have saved a scholarship to try to get someone else other than, you know, Miller Kopp or Michael Durr, just someone to kind of fill out the roster a little bit more?
You mean like Dawson Garcia or Kofi Coburn or
yes.
Marcus
Carr? Yeah. Yes. That is exactly what I mean.
I mean, it's easy to say that now, but I think that at the time you take what you can get. and so Niner learned a lesson from it to hold one back. I'm not sure anybody thought Dawson Garcia was going to be around. I'm fine with what they did. I mean, they don't have none of the guys they brought in. Xavier Johnson has a chance to be a top, maybe a third team All Big Ten type player, but the other guys could be useful role players. So I don't think it was a bad decision. That he was worried just to have enough talent to fill out the roster, and I think they had to
That's
move
fair.
Quickly.
That's
yeah,
fair.
Well, I mean, it is fair. There you go. Yeah. You got the rule. It's
fair.
It's not a foul ball. It's a fair ball.
No.
Well, I mean, Kentucky, there's some Kentucky fans are saying, hey, either Davion Mintz or Sevier Wheeler, cast him aside. Marcus Carr is available, right? Like, that's the free agency. That's what's going on. But there's no doubt, and I've said it on the show, that, Louisville, Marcus Carr, Kentucky with Kofi Coburn, that, there's a chance you find either your best player or, one of your top players, in July now that we weren't even talking about. And we haven't talked about Jalen Duren now for seemingly a while. Rick, you do need to know something coming on this show, that Jack Grossman and Miller Kopp, it's Kopp, right? Yeah, Miller. He doesn't like
Miller Kopp.
Yes, it
is Miller Kopp.
He doesn't like Miller Kopp.
Not at all.
So, Rick, you need to know that. And, Jack, do you have any explanation why?
I mean, I don't think he adds much. I just don't. He's not a great shooter.
You don't like him as a human being? Or as
Well, no. I'm sure he's a fine human being. But
a player.
As a basketball player.
I mean, he's a shooter who didn't have a great shooting year last year at Northwestern, so there's reason to have questions about him. But we'll see. After the wait. Indiana shot the ball for the last 4 years under Archie Miller.
You can't get any worse, that's for sure.
I thought you'd want to ask me about the most remarkable story of the week is that Tom Crean did a two-and-a-half-hour part one podcast with the Hoosier Hysterics.
I didn't know that.
What?
Grossman, how did you not know that, Grossman?
I did not know that.
What? How is Bozich breaking this news to you right now on Thursday? What's Grossman doing right now?
I don't know.
He's leaving IU.
Google the Hoosier Hysterics. Those guys talk for
they
minutes. They talk for half an hour, and then they bring Crean. The whole first episode is over 3 hours, and I read somewhere that there's going to be a part two. It's like, what?
Yeah, I know those guys talk forever, and I know Crean talks forever, so that's a match there.
The Hoosier Hysterics are cleaning up.
They are.
They are cleaning up. Last one for Rick Bozich. What did you make of Johnny Juzang coming back today to UCLA? What did you make of that?
I'm surprised. I thought he had a good enough NCAA tournament, raised his profile enough that he would have been able to make it in the league, but he obviously has been told he won't be drafted high enough, and going to go back to UCLA and try and do better this coming year. So good for Mick Cronin, and I'm happy. As a college basketball fan, I'm always happy to see guys come back.
Yeah, I guess I'm a little bit surprised. He must not have had a first round, a guarantee.
Right.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think is he didn't have it's a maybe. Yeah, but you never know how things are going to fall. There might be a guy there that, hey, they're going to take you at 27, but somebody fell to them that they like better. So Johnny Juzang's going back, and that's good for Mick Cronin and his brother Dan Cronin, who was trying to break news on Marcus Carr yesterday. So there we go. They're fat bald guy. There we go, Rick. Well, take care, Rick. We'll catch up next week. Thank you so much. Safe travels. Take care. Thank you.
Great weekend. Bye.
All right, you too. Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. There you go.
It's a lot to react to in that interview. A lot.
Yeah, I mean, the Purvis stuff, to me, I don't know the other guys.
But you would think, like, with a connection
here's the problem with this.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. Problem number one, it goes into the old guard versus now.
Yeah.
Versus the present.
Yeah.
And whether it be Jerry Eves or it be
Butch Beard.
I'm just calling Butch Davis.
Ex-Cleveland Browns coach.
Well, and the U.
And the U.
And the
North
U.
Carolina.
No one gives a damn about his time with the Browns, although he was a failure there.
Yes.
The Kenny Payne stuff a couple years ago. It's not a conversation that we've had a lot on this show.
Right.
Quite frankly. And Bozich has been active with that story, and I think it's a good angle. And quite frankly, he's got the real estate on the angle.
He does. He talks to these guys.
Yeah, and so the relationship. I am lost right now in who has a relationship that's good or bad with U of L from the good old days. I got to be honest with you. I know Griff's got a good relationship.
Right.
And you can give me some other guys.
And Robbie Valentine.
Yeah. And I don't know if we start doing a full list who has a good relationship, whose fault it is, a bad relationship.
Sure.
I have no idea outside of some of the headlining guys, if you will. And whether it be fair or not, okay, there's always eye rolling when it goes to that. That's why I ask
well,
that.
That's a valid question. Who cares? Honestly, who does?
And that's not fair to throw away those guys. That's Louisville basketball.
Sure.
Purpose is Louisville basketball. Now, the other thing, the three recruits, I don't know two of them. And DJ
right.
Wagner, what do we want to do here? Do we want Mac to recruit him and to laugh that he's not going to get him, or it being out there that he's not recruiting him? I mean, what do you guys want there? Because,
yeah.
I mean, the obvious is, yes, Chris Mack's recruiting Reed Shepard and now DJ Wagner. That makes sense to me.
Right.
That's not me mean or hot takey. To me, it just makes sense to me.
But
it would make sense to me that the five-star one and done would be someone like Kentucky would be actively recruiting more than Louisville. But I don't know what world we're living in that if Louisville fans – I have no idea. I haven't talked about DJ Wagner for Louisville, I feel like, at all.
No one has. But I guess to combat that, you would say you have inroads with one of your all-time best beloved players.
It's silly they haven't called.
It's fine to say that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's silly they haven't called if you have Purvis Ellison, who is a cornerstone of Louisville basketball
and has
dudes in his program.
And on top of it, some of the Cal's going to play hard to get with Reed Shepard might end up being silly. I want to be fair with that at some point.
But there's a difference.
He's the shiny knight. No, it is different.
Because there is contact.
It's yes.
There's contact between Romain Antigua and Reed Shepard. It's been documented. Reed Shepard has said, yes, I've talked to Kentucky, and it's also well known that Kentucky doesn't offer sophomores and very rarely juniors. So I think, and Kentucky fans, that's not good enough for them. I think that's the difference here, Andy. Kentucky fans expect it. They expect Kentucky legacy players to be courted. Do Louisville fans expect Chris Mack to reach out to a legacy player and say, hey, you got players? Let's talk.
I think there's a number of them that will scoff at this. Back Chris Mack, bleep you Bozich.
And that's ridiculous.
Old players are always whining. I think there is a sizable – I could be wrong. I'm saying that, and I could be absolutely wrong.
And that goes back to my recycled take of pat on the bottom for Chris Mack, which is ridiculous.
By the way, you're texting at State of Louisville during that interview. Jack, did you happen to see that during that interview?
Just real quick.
During that interview, this is 14 minutes ago, okay? we're in the midst of the Bozich talk.
Yeah.
Strebel tweeted out the following, at State of Louisville. These quotes are way off. I've heard the actual sound. Calipari knows who I am. State of Louisville, take a seat. Have a seat. So there we go.
Have a seat, State of Louisville. You got outed. I know you tried. You got a little reaction. You got your name out there on Twitter today. Congratulations. But it was all false. False. Write it. You know, instead of tweeting at James Strebel, why don't you write an article about why Chris Mack isn't talking to Purvis Ellison about dudes, about five stars? Why don't you write that article instead of worrying about me?
It's going to be the pivot. It's going to be against Bozich and Purvis.
It's his fault, and it's Purvis Ellison's fault.
I'm telling you what it's going to be.
Yeah, we don't want our coach to go after five stars. We want our coach.
I'm just telling you what it's going to be. I'm not taking.
All right, fine. If that's the case, then don't expect Marcus Carr. If you don't want to swing for the fences and actually do some recruiting and get off your butt and get out there and do some work for some top guys, don't even worry about Marcus Carr. He's going to Texas. If that's what you expect from your coach to do the path of least resistance,
he's getting so
the path
wound up
of
on
least
this.
Resistance, and I'm going to go between 45 and 100, and I'm not going to try to make a splash. then fine. Don't expect Marcus Carr. Don't expect DJ Wagner. Don't expect to get favors from Purvis
Ellison. They don't expect DJ Wagner. I think
okay.
It's fair.
Don't expect Marcus Carr.
I mean,
we haven't had
a DJ Wagner conversation with U of L once. We haven't had one on ESPN.
Rick Pitino would have offered the kid. Rick Pitino would have offered the kid.
Texas says the headstone of IU basketball. He's a shooter who didn't shoot well last year. Put that down for a T-shirt, Grossman.
That
I want
last
that as
segment
a
about Miller Kopp and Michael Durr
made me sad.
Yeah,
it made me sad. You're right, Grossman. You're right.
You're right.
He shot 32% from three last year.
I mean, listen, we're bending the knee.
Yeah,
right?
you're right.
You're right. He's a bum. I don't know what to tell you. He's a shooter who can shoot.
Yeah.
You're right. Texas says Donkey Lips got dog walked today on Twitter. I don't think so.
I think I won.
Cal knows who Strebel is.
And the quotes were way out of context, and they weren't accurate. We played the sound. They were way off.
Texas says, does Purvis even eat at Roosters?
I don't think so.
Maybe that's the barometer.
Texas, Purvis's AAU team is Nike. U of L has no chance. Man, I forgot about that pivot. Grossman, back in the day, that used to be everything we talked about.
Yeah. They're Nike. There's no
shot. We need to bring that back.
Yeah, we do. The Nike versus Adidas. Well, if they're Nike, just write it off. Don't even try. I mean, just such a loser mentality.
Texas says, the whole Cal knows my name as a brag just comes off as pathetic. Well, yeah, but it was told that he didn't
that
know.
That it didn't know me.
Calipari is aware that James Strebel lives.
Yeah, and apparently I wasn't even – I didn't know.
Done.
Yeah, that he – I didn't exist
And I told you off the air what about what.
Yes, and it was delightful.
It was amazing.
The whole story was amazing. So, yeah, there you go. Proven wrong.
Texas says, Maven and Rummage have talked about DJ Wagner. Yeah, listen, I know they have.
They have.
They're the only ones. We've had brief discussions, even on the Kentucky side.
Yeah, about DJ Wagner.
Even on the Kentucky side, I'm more interested in his recruitment than Reed Shepard's.
I'm with you, Andy. He's the number one player in the class. He's an NBA lottery pick, top 10 guy, potentially. I'm with you. The Reed Shepard thing is silly to me. Kentucky fans need to be more focused on DJ Wagner and the relationship between his father and John Calipari, who coached him at Memphis as a top player, a lottery pick.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll take a break and we'll wrap up the show coming up next.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Chris Mack does it again.
He does it again.
I'm like, what'd he do again? He whiffed on five-star high school kids, so he's got to go get bums from the mid-majors. Congratulations.
And James Strebel.
But yes, they're perfect fits for these teams that we consider blue bloods and Final Four contenders every single season. Let's go win a Final Four with dudes from Radford and bench players from Creighton. Let's go, baby.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder, coming up tonight, Reds and Brewers at 7:40. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, Soccer City. How about that?
Yeah, Soccer City tonight.
Are they in studio? Jack, do you have any ideas? Ents there?
Yeah, Ents is here. I have not seen anyone else yet, though.
There you go.
Hello, Ents.
Can we do something funny with Ents? Can he end the show giving us an English soccer take? I don't know what else to do with him.
I think we can do that.
All right, well, there you go. Also tonight, Game 2, Bucks Suns, 8 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville. That's presented by Bear Nose Pizza, UPS Jobs, and U of L Health. Speaking of UPS Jobs, they are hiring, and they're offering up to $18.50 an hour for part-time package handler positions. Weekly attendance bonus of $50 is still in place for those who work that Sunday shift. Get hooked up there. Plus, I have that tuition paid at the University of Louisville, and you can make $18.50 an hour. How about that?
That's a big bump.
And you can be eligible for academic bonuses. So they are absolutely loaded right now. Plus, UPS Jobs Kentucky will be hosting a summer hiring event on Saturday, July 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, you can apply there and also go to upsjobsky.com. How about that?
That's way more than I made when I worked there.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah. What do you want me to do with that
information? No, I'm just saying that that's a great bump.
It's a dead fish out there.
That's a big bump from what I made when I worked there.
Something shocking has happened. What? I text Diener.
Oh.
Well, not that.
Oh.
And I'm like, what do you think of this Purvis story?
Ooh. That sounds like a Diener.
Well, that's a Diener story. He can get a lot
of
content out of it.
He'll lead the show with that tomorrow.
Oh, of course he will.
Absolutely should.
And he was at Ennis's remote. And hasn't totally read the story. And the shocking thing is, Diener went to Indiana today.
Diener's in the same state as we are?
Diener's in Indiana
He's
right
in
now.
Jeff right now.
Right now.
Oh, man.
How about that?
How about Diener, go to the boat.
Toss him an L's down and get a prize pack.
Yeah, Diener should go to the boat when he's done. You know, take a little, no, it's not a boat anymore, but take a little trip to Caesar Southern Indiana. He's been there before.
Love you telling people to go to Caesar Southern Indiana.
No, I never go.
A place that you never go to.
Yeah,
and then one time you were there, you were so intoxicated.
Yeah.
You dropped your wallet on the floor.
And you saved
And I
me.
Saved you.
Thank you.
And thank God I was there. I was your angel.
You are my angel
I
on
was
my
your
shoulder.
Angel.
Yes, you were that night. You'd always be there in opportune times.
Yeah, all the stupid things that I have on my list right now, you know what one of them was?
What?
I saw this yesterday. The new coach, Brian Harsin at Auburn.
Yeah.
What a terrible spot to be in if you're that SOB.
Yeah, no kidding.
They got their first commit since February.
Oh, my gosh. The fans yesterday. Had to be going nuts.
It was a tight end, and his other offers were like Iowa and Illinois.
Yeah, that guy's got 2 years.
Can you imagine?
2 years.
Can you imagine recruiting against Saban? You haven't got to commit in 3-4 months, and you do. You beat out Illinois and Brett Bielema.
And you look around, you got Saban.
Saban just got the number one or two pass rusher in the country. Like now, right now, as we were coming on the air.
And that poor Auburn SOB's floating around up
Brian
there.
Brian Harsin.
Beating for rents.
Texture says, Pat 40 sucks.
Where did that come from?
Texas says, if Rosenthal had transferred to stinking Louisville, Sweeney would have talked about it for 45 minutes. He's a hater. Is that guy alleging we don't talk enough Kentucky?
I think so. Yeah, which is pretty funny.
Considering the
actual truth of the matter.
Texas says, we don't need a UK blowhard named Round Daddy to tell us how to judge our coach.
No,
I agree.
Actually, you do because you don't judge your coaches at all. You need somebody like me to smack you in the face every once in a while and wake you up.
Texas says, if Nike were to sponsor... Okay, we're not answering that. It's got to be an Ennis one.
Then it is in its question.
Texas says, are you interested in Rosenthal transferring to Kentucky? Yeah.
Yes, we talked about it.
Absolutely.
I yipped and yayed about it when it was official. But the thing is, with that, it wasn't as jubilant as some other things have been because we've expected this. Like, I've had it in my mind for about a week. That Rosenthal was going to be.
We've known Rosen.
Yes.
We knew there was a good chance for a couple weeks.
Right.
And, I mean.
Over the weekend, it was like confirmed.
I thought we might get the story on Tuesday, honestly.
Right. Yeah. So, I was happy, and I'm still happy about it. It's great. But at the same time, like, it's been expected.
We probably should be talking about it more, to be honest.
Sure.
But basketball, I mean, we have Kofi Coburn, and we've had.
Marcus
Carr. We've had Dan Cronin, Mick Cronin's brother. It's how we started the show today. Go back to the podcast. I am in love with Dan Cronin falling potentially. if you're not hear that story, Dan Cronin, the brother of Mick Cronin, Dan Cronin is a horse racing handicapper.
Yeah.
I'm sure Cooper knows him. By the way, Cooper was at the remote today.
Cooper was at that remote too? So Cooper was there.
Jack, what do you think? What do you think of that? What do you think?
That's perfect.
What do you think I should think of that?
Cooper texted me a couple minutes ago saying that Blank called Carleek the Radford Warrior.
Good.
That's his name.
He's the Radford Warrior.
He's the Radford
Warrior.
That's Blank acknowledging that's his name.
Yeah, Blank acknowledging. He knows that's his name.
All of Louisville know.
Yeah, why are they talking about Carleek Jones?
Yeah.
Because they're always talking about Carleek Jones.
You know what?
Still.
Fair point. You're right, Jack.
Their favorite player that didn't go to the tournament.
Why are they talking about Carleek Jones, period, next sentence? Because they're always talking about Carleek Jones.
It's a t-shirt.
Yeah.
There you go.
They're always talking about
437-9680. What were you talking about? I can't.
Rosenthal.
No. Dan Cronin's yo, Louisville's going to get Marcus Carr, but he fell for a fake Mark Blankenbaker.
Yeah,
account.
Yeah, which is delightful in itself.
Oh, it's delightful.
The brother of Mick Cronin saw, the fact that maybe Mick Cronin, you know, we're talking about who's in whose universe, that maybe Mick Cronin knows who Mark Blankenbaker is.
I think he probably does.
And Dan Cronin's like, oh, this guy's a good source of Louisville information.
That's a great point. Does Mick Cronin know who Blankenbaker is?
I think he does. It sounds like he does.
I got a note to that.
Does Mick Cronin or Dan Cronin?
Mick Cronin.
Both of them.
Both.
Dan, I would say yes. Mick, I would say no.
Texas says Nick Roush reported that Will Levis has a cannon for an arm.
There's a shocker.
Yes, it's whatever.
Yes.
437-9680. So that is out there. Let me ask you guys this, your radio judgment.
Yeah, okay.
So Rick Bozich had the story. We talked about it at 5 o'clock. I had not seen it. Like, he just put the story up late 4 o'clock hour.
Like 10 minutes before he came on.
Yeah, so I had not seen it. And Bozich talked to Purvis Ellison, who coaches one of the top AAU teams in the country, right?
Right, yeah.
Do you know the name of that team? I should probably know.
Bozich said it.
It's okay. It
doesn't
matter.
I can't remember what he said exactly.
It's a Nike team, yeah. But it's one of the top teams in the country. DJ Wagner's on it and other players. And several coaches, obviously, including at Kentucky, mm-hmm. have reached out. And on top of it, Chris Mack, I guess, in U of L have not.
Right, and yeah.
And I am very... I'm going to struggle with this story. Here is why. Back when the Macarena was popular.
That's a left turn.
Did not see that one coming.
There you go.
I like that.
And yes, I actually have heard of the Macarena.
I am sure. I would love to get on video you doing that.
Yes.
While singing the song.
That,
I am
that would
sure
be, something.
There were radio DJs who hated that song but understood they needed to play that song.
They had to, yeah.
And that's how I feel a little bit about this. Mm-hmm. I am not as interested in it, although I understand it. That Chris Mack hasn't reached, that U of L hasn't reached out to about DJ Wagner. I never thought Louisville was going to get DJ Wagner. We have not had a conversation about it around here. And so I don't know what to do with this story other than... I mean, do people want the high notes being hit about how you need to embrace who's Chris Mack recruiting? Who is he not recruiting? Mm-hmm. Why are you not all in on this kid? You know, Kentucky's had a bunch of contact with them already. A bunch of other schools have. He's going to go to the G League anyway. I think Louisville fans, my prediction is that they will become defensive here. And use some of the, well, they're not going to get DJ Wagner, or he's a G League kid, or he's a Cal kid, or,
right.
Mack's got his own guys, and I don't know, maybe you land Marcus Carr and it diverts the entire thing. Like, I don't know. This is the Macarena to me. The Denny guys, that angle to me, I struggle with on the air. Okay, because I don't know these guys. I feel like I'm stuck between the old fan and the new fan.
Right.
Or the young fan, if you will. So I'm stuck on that. Plus, Bozich takes a beating because he's one of the only ones that brings it up.
Yeah.
And so when he brings it up a few times, which I mean, those are his articles several times a year. I don't know how many times. There is an eye roll to those players and their message. And I don't like that. But that's the way. This is the Macarena for me, and so I don't know what to do with the kids that. I mean, to me, it's silly why you're not having conversations with Purvis. And I say that not thinking that Louisville and DJ Wagner is something that I'm ever going to talk about over the next 2 years.
And it might not, but then at the same time, why not take the chance? Why not throw if you are that confident that your coach is that good of a recruiter? We all remember what happened with the Super Six. Here comes Mack. This is what Louisville recruiting is going to be with Mack at the helm, number five in the country, or six or seven, or whatever they ended up being. That's what we were told when he made that initial splash. Recruiting is going to be different with Chris Mack. Hasn't been.
Yeah, it hasn't been.
And I mean, I understand
that you're not wrong. I don't know how much I can beat people over the heads with that. That's what I'm struggling with right now. Is there's a couple angles here. Listen, of course Louisville should be recruiting DJ Wagner. I don't know what to tell you. Of course,
it's one of those things that you feel like you're just required to try.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well,
And when you make that much money, you should also try.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm less interested.
When you have a $4 million coach and an assistant coach is being heralded as this great, developer, yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree with you on one part of that. I'm less interested in the old guard versus new guard. I don't really care about that. What I care about is you do have someone associated with your program that you're not utilizing. You're not even trying to utilize it. Why? That'd be like if Jamal Mashburn had an elite AAU team and John Calipari just not reaching out to him.
Here's why it's not. It's not because, I mean, it's obvious that U of L and Purvis don't have that much of a relationship. UK and Jamal Mashburn are not in that situation.
That's a good point. I understand that.
I mean, that could be part of it as well.
Isn't that worth mending fences for?
Well, I just, listen. I said this earlier. I have no idea. The battle between Denny players and U of L, I don't even know where they all stand. I got to be honest. I don't know who's mad at who. I don't know. I mean, I felt like that Tyree and Mac and Ben DiPudi have done a good job, but I'm not one of these people, and I don't follow this. I'm not following Butch Beard and his thoughts on U of L.
Right. No, I understand.
You know what I'm saying? It's the Macarena to me, man.
It's enough of an issue that Neely Ben DiPudi had to have a sit-down with Butch Beard. It's enough of an issue that she had to sit down and talk to Butch Beard and make time for him to get whatever it is off his chest. I understand that, you know, even to me, like I said, I don't care. But apparently it's something in the U of L community to where she made time to do that. And I think there's something to it.
Well, I mean, several texters. Hey, Mac invited everyone back when he took over the top. And I agree with that,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
I'm not laying blame at anyone. I'm gonna let the fan base figure that one out. I mean, that's how I feel about the former players, what has happened, what has not happened, the current people, if that is different. I mean, the current people haven't been in charge very long. Chris Mack's going into year three. Vince Tyree's new. I mean, Neely Ben DiPudi's new. I mean, it's not like, I mean, there are years here to where things, whenever there are these kind of back and forth, I don't feel like I know enough. And Louisville's not going to, and I probably agree with Louisville on this, every time one of these guys say something, that they need to go make some grand statement.
Right. I don't know what the, I'm not clear what the beef exactly is.
I don't know if it's even beef.
I don't know if
it's apathy. Like, I have no idea what it is. Recruiting-wise, Purvis says he is two of the top, you know, five kids in 2023, says, quote, I've got another kid in the top 20, two others that should be in the top 50 by the end of summer. You know what's going to happen here? We're going to hear, it's going to get leaked out. Chris Mack did have a conversation with Purvis. Guaranteed.
You think so?
Guaranteed.
Okay.
100%.
And you're probably right.
100%.
Who puts that out on Twitter? Jody?
Yeah. So do you think the leak is going to be a...
No, they're gonna want it out there that they did call.
That they did call.
That's my guess.
But then that's
gonna make everybody happy. I don't know. That's my guess.
But that's their word against Purvis else's word.
You're welcome to the show, baby.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I mean, there's a part of me that we're believing Purvis, and people don't know behind the scenes.
But why would Purvis lie about that?
I don't know.
I know why the other side would lie about it, to make them look good, look better, and make Purvis look bad.
Well, you wouldn't lie about something like it's so easy that you could follow up on.
You could follow up on it,
if it came out that there was a story that Mac and Purvis had this big conversation and it didn't happen. I mean, Purvis could call a number of people. Number of people, and that story could be out there.
It's going to be interesting to see where this story is tomorrow.
Well, it's going to be
this time.
I'm interested in what Diener does with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I am too. I know.
Ents text me.
What?
Greer's here if you want a preview. No. Ents, I wanted your preview, not Greer's preview.
He's here if you want his preview.
No, I don't want his preview. It's done. He's done. No, it's too late now. It's too late.
It's 5:57.
He and Greer and Whitfield are going to have to figure that one out.
Yes.
Who's going to win between England and Italy?
Italy, yep.
Italy.
England versus Italy. A little Italian
you gonna watch
versus
it?
English. Not anymore. No.
Okay.
Denmark. I was going to watch if Denmark was involved because I had Denmark, but... No, I'm not going to watch it now.
You're watching this entire tournament. You're not going to at least find out what happens on Saturday?
Well, so what time is the game? 3?
I mean, like 3 o'clock, yeah.
Sunday at 3, per
Oh, Sunday. Sunday at 3. I don't know if I'll be home.
You watching on your phone?
Not if I'm watching Kellen play baseball. I'd rather watch that. I'd rather watch my son, you know, hit a triple.
Well, it's not really a triple. It goes through a kid's legs. It goes into the field.
The kid
falls
triple.
Asleep. He can't find his glasses.
Hits shots into the outfield.
Into the outfield.
He does, yes.
Look at you. You're a cocky parent.
With him, I am. Well, both of them, they're good.
What about Ellie? Not so much.
Yeah, she's very good at gymnastics. Okay. She made a competitive gymnastics team.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, so no.
This triples. I don't know where this athleticism came
from.
My
wife. Not me.
Say.
Not me.
All right, let's get out of here. Soccer City, it's coming up next.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.